To the right of the guys, about 200 meters to the north. Hastings swung the binoculars in that direction, but he didn't see anything but abandoned cars and trucks, most with their doors wide open, some splattered with dried blood. Crows picked at human remains lying on the hot asphalt. Can't see anything. By the red Ferrari on our side of the highway. Hastings found the red car. It was a Lamborghini, not a Ferrari, but he didn't bother correcting Guerra. He still didn't see anything. Then a flash of movement caught his eye. There. A little Asian girl wearing a blood-stained Dora the Explorer t-shirt and nothing else. A huge wound marred the otherwise perfect skin of her left thigh, and Hastings could see bone peeking through the tattered flesh. The girl was a Reeker. Hastings spoke into his radio headset's boom microphone. Ballantyne, you have a Reeker headed your way about 200 meters to your north, walking between the cars on the other side of that truck you're at. It's a kid. Over. As he spoke, he heard a shrill, pealing scream. Sometimes the Reekers moaned as they shambled along, but most of them were silent until they saw something that captured their interest, like a living human being. But the kids, they almost always screamed or cried. That was horrifying in and of itself. As if the animated corpses that had once been children could remember their lives and grieved at their own passing.
Yeah, we see it, sir. Does it have a visual on us? Over.
Sergeant First Class Carl Ballantyne was a seasoned combat vet who had seen multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and had spent more time in Indian country than anyone else in the squad. Just the same, there was a strong undercurrent of tension in his voice. Negative. It does not see you yet. Over.
Roger that. Let us know if it crosses over into our lane, and let us know when it closes to within 100 meters. Over.
You've got time, Ballantyne. It's a shambler, has a bum leg. Over.
I'll consider that a point in our favor. Over.
The radio fell silent. Keep an eye on that Reeker, Hastings said, then went back to his scan. As he panned past the soldiers, he saw they were at the truck and already filling one of the gas cans. Good. More shrieks came from the highway. They sounded different from the first.
Fuck. More of the little pricks, Guerra said. What the fuck? Did a preschool get turned into a bunch of deadheads? I count five more Reekers. All kids.
Hastings continued his scan.
Same range?
Roger, right behind the first one. All walking in a neat little line.
Hastings got on the radio and passed that information on to Ballantyne.
You guys might want to take cover for the time being, he advised.
On it, Ballantyne responded.
Hastings saw the soldiers climbing into the semi's cab. They moved slowly, cautiously, making as little noise as possible. Hastings saw Ballantyne crawl in after Reeder and Therringer and slowly pull the door closed after him.
Hastings shook his head slightly.
It was well in the 80s already, with high humidity. The truck's cab would probably be as hot as a sauna.
We're buttoned up. Let us know when we're clear, Ballantyne transmitted.
Roger that. Chill out for a few. I'll let you know when you're good to go.
Break. Hartman. Sit rep from you. Over.
Hey, we're good down here, Six. Stilly's finally stopped talking. Over.
How did an oxygen thief like Stilly survive the zombie apocalypse? Guerra asked. That loudmouthed fucker's going to get us killed.
Stilly, the other soldier guarding the back door, was a native New Yorker and had no idea what a whisper was, even under the direst of circumstances. Hastings figured Guerra might be right, but there was nothing anyone could do about that right now. He would speak to Stilly again later. He had to figure out how he was going to get the soldier squared away before someone did something drastic like put a bullet in whatever passed for his brain.
I'll take care of it, he told Guerra.
Fair warning, sir. You don't? I will.
Keep your pants on, Guerra. You do your job, I'll do mine.
Hastings didn't feel anger or irritation at the sniper's challenge, but he filed it away as something else he would have to attend to later, when they didn't have troops in imminent danger. The gaggle of undead children crept past the semi. They didn't slow, though one of them looked over at the abandoned gas cans for a moment as it staggered by. That was it. Nothing else. No indication they knew living flesh was near. Hastings scanned the area thoroughly, looking for any more Reekers. He saw nothing.